Why do you seek the living among the dead? Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 24. Today we'd like to see the title over Why do you seek the living among the dead? In Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 24. To another with the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest that the three expositional questions. Question 1 in verse 5. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why did they seek Jesus among the dead? And how do we apply the resurrected Jesus to our lives? Question 2 in verse 10. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. List the eyewitnesses of the empty tomb or the resurrected Jesus beyond these women, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 25. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Why did they believe in all that the prophets have spoken slowly? And what can you learn from here? In the last time in Luke chapter 23, verses 5, 55 and 56, and the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after, and they observed the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared the spices and fragrant oils, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandments. The Galilean women followed Jesus and prepared the spices and fragrant oils as what they were able to do to this given situation with their given abilities for his glory with their love of Jesus. So we should not worry about what we cannot do, but discern what we can do with the three things. Number one, for God's glory. Number two, with applicable his word. Number three, do willingly, not under force, what you can do with the things given by God at an open door by him. Now, today, verse 1. Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. On Sunday, near sunrise, the Galilean women with the other women at the Passover feast came to the tomb, but they found the stone. They also asked themselves who had rolled away the stone, Mark 16:34, and they said among themselves, who rolled away the stone from the door for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. Rolled away from the tomb. Verse 3. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They found the empty tomb. Verse 4, and it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. They were greatly perplexed or worried about the empty tomb, seeing two angels. Here, they were worried about who had rolled away the stone. When they got there, The stone was already rolled away. Thus all of their worry about death was worthless. When you are fine or sufficient today, don't worry about the future, because the Lord goes before you so often and takes care of the issue in His way for His good purpose before you reach the future. Matthew 6:34, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Verse 5, then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to him, why do you seek the living among the dead? Question 1, if Jesus among the dead, he is subjected to death, the full grown of sin, ruled by Satan. Jesus' death on cross for ransom for our sin is not effective. Our faith in forgiven sin and in eternal life through Him is invalid or futile. We are still our sins. Then every believer has perished, no eternal life. Every Christian life with the hope to meet Christ in heaven is the most pitiable or sorrowful. But Jesus risen from the dead, who ascends into heaven, followed by every believer to be alive to God in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:6-23. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable, because no hope. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also who came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, chronological order. Christ the first fruit, afterward those who are in Christ at His coming. Romans 6:11, likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. For example, the study of the scripture is not as a history book, but as a living and powerful word of God to our daily life after the alive spirit. 6-8. He is not here, but He is risen. Remember how He spoke to you when He was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of a simple man and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Verse 8. And they remembered His words. The angels remind them of Jesus' teaching at Galilee about His resurrection, His crucifixion and resurrection. They lacked the seed of the faith, which is His teaching word, by perplexing and fearing. Luke 9:22, saying the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. So basically Jesus taught, you know, His death and the crucifixion. Then Romans 10:7, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, word of God to see. Verse 9, then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. They told the empty tomb, meeting the angels, and they cited Jesus' teaching words to the original 11 disciples. Judas Iscariot, the betrayer, was laid dead. not replaced by Matthias yet, and to all the other, Acts 1:26. And they cast for lots. The lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles, becoming 12. Verse 10. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. The Galilean women and other women told all these things of the empty tomb to the 11 original disciples. Mary Magdalene first saw the empty tomb, telling Peter and John, who saw the empty tomb, in verse 12. In the meantime, she saw Jesus, and other women saw Jesus, worshiping him. His disciples saw him. Two disciples traveling to Emmaus saw Jesus. Thomas saw him. Third time, his disciples saw him in Galilee. So all 12 disciples, including Matthias, saw Jesus. 500 brethren in Christ saw at once. James, the half-brother of Jesus, saw Jesus, as well as all the apostles, and Paul saw Jesus. So Jesus is a God who became human, actually died for people, resurrected from the dead, was ascended into heaven, and now sits on the right hand of God the Father. This, because of his resurrection, Jesus is not a legend, but he's alive and real. The cross reference right here, you may read them. John 20, verses 1, 2, Mark 69, Matthew 28, 8, and 9, Luke 24, 33, 34, John 20, 25, John 21, 14, 1 Corinthians 15, 5 to 9. Verse 11. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. The apostles treated their words like nonsense, not believing them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. Peter saw and was astonished at the lying linen clothes in the empty tomb. Verse 13. Now behold, the two of them were traveling that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. 7 miles, the King James said, 70 furlongs, in other words, 60 furlongs. Emmaus was 7 miles, or 11 kilometers, far from Jerusalem. Note, 1 furlong is 0.12 mile, or 0.20 kilometer. So 60 furlongs are more than 7 miles, or 11 kilometers. Verse 14. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. They traveling and Emmaus talked together what happened to Jesus. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Jesus came to them who talked and reasoned together. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. Their unbelief in the word made them blind to see or realize Jesus. We see so many people who are bound in unbelief, seeing how blind they are to the spiritual realities which exist around us. 17. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Jesus asked the sad talkers about their conversation. Verse 18. Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days? One of the two talkers was named as Cleopas, stating Jesus as only strange because everyone knew Jesus' crucifixion happening in Jerusalem on the Passover feast, the national holiday. As Paul also spoke these things of his crucifixion not done in a corner, people held Agrippa II. As well as Paul convinced him that Jesus rose from the dead to proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles, or to preach the gospel, which is glad tidings of good things, glad news of good things, or good news. We are glad to hear of the good news, his words about the Lord Jesus Christ the Savior. That is good news. Colossians Acts 26:23-27, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be first to rise from the dead, and would proclaim light to Jewish people and to the Gentiles. For the king, Agrippa II, before Herod, before whom I also speak freely, know these things. For I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since these things was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophet? I know that you do believe. Romans 10:15. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 19. And he said to them, what things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. Jesus as a prophet, the deliverer of God's word to all the people, mighty in deed, such as the blind saw, the lame walked, the lepers were cleansed, the deaf heard, not only in the past time, words, but also even in today, he works mightily, also mighty in words. The teachings of Jesus have influence in history, such as in the Western civilization, capitalism, democracy, Puritan, or the birth of USA. Even today, we still marvel at the teaching of Jesus, surely, mighty in word and in deed. Isaiah 35:5-6. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lamb shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of them sing, for waters shall burst forth in the wilderness and streamed in the desert. Matthew 11:5-6. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up from the poor, have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. How the chief priests, our rulers, delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. They explained Jesus' crucifixion process. 21. But we are hoping that it was he was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women over our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of an angel who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Their hope for Jesus to redeem Israel, that is Jesus as a military or a political messiah to rescue Israel from its enemies, was shattered when Jesus died. They did not understand that Jesus' death, which took their sin, and his resurrection offered the greatest hope for eternal life by faith. Despite a lot of eyewitness in verse 20 to 24 and biblical prophecies over his death and resurrection, they did not believe Jesus' resurrection. As of today, most people on earth don't believe Jesus' resurrection. Then he said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that prophets have spoken." They believed Jesus' resurrection slowly because of the matter of heart. Number one, not understanding heart, impatient heart. Number three, the heart to worry, and the heart to love God mostly. Here, they relied upon, number one, the not understand, until verses 31, 32, the mostly love of God comes from the fullness of the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit is agape love. The cross reference right here, Matthew 13, 19, 23, parable, Luke 24, 31, 32, Matthew 22, 37, 40, Galatians 5, 22. So you may read them so you know that. So agape love is the come from, is basically the Spirit, fruit, so fullness of spirits. So we covered all three questions. So you may see on bullet, on manuscript right here, still, this is a full-blown message right here, QR code, also website address right here. So this message basically is a sermon based upon King James and the Bible study format, New King James Version. So ebook.church is still available, 70% off, you know, by coupon. So keep on praying, Michael Audemark, the missionaries, comfort because he lost his father who had moved into heaven, the house in the heaven prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer for the children rescue in Latin America from extreme abusive sex, trafficking, slavery, and torture. So keep on prayer. Right here is Missionary Tim. They are protecting children. Right here, still continuing to keep on prayer for over 40,000 victims, earthquake, Turkey and Syria. So keep on prayer for believer family comfort and let them opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior who truly give true peace. Let's sing all together on bulletin, Maranatha song.